wear the right life jacket for the right water activities. We're reviewing options next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
The right life jacket will help you in the right situation. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation reviews the tags.
The biggest thing is when you go to buy a life jacket, and if you're looking at it, I mean, just not only, and a lot of people just stop at the price tag and say, okay, this is affordable, okay, this is not affordable. You got to look past the price tag. I mean, price is a big factor with that, but look past that and actually go and read the label and read that label on there and see if that is actually a jacket that is authorized to be used in those circumstances that you want to use them in. We find a lot of times that they either don't have an impact rated vest, and so if you hit the water at a higher speed, the vest comes apart and then you're without a life jacket. Whitewater circumstances, you've got specialized items, and this even comes with the lake, but there's a specialized jacket that it's only considered to be a life jacket when it's worn versus the ones that are considered to be a life jacket whether it is worn or not. And so it's just really the whole specialization, and you've really got to read that writing, you got to fully understand it. And those little books that usually are attached with those little plastic tabs that everybody just, that's the first thing that they get it out of the bag, they clip the books off and throw the books away. Those books really have some great information in there about that jacket, about other jackets, and just safety and care of how to make that jacket last longer. I mean, you can throw $100 to $200 into a jacket, and that may be the jacket as long as you can fit inside of it. And that's probably the big thing, is care and maintenance of yourself. But not only that, care and maintenance of that jacket. As long as that jacket fits you and you take good care of it, it can last a really long time. We don't let them sit out in the sun and have that sun just come in and do its wonders on them.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.